Okay, what type of bill it is first, since it's read out to me. Are you the registered customer of PayPal, sir? Do you use PayPal? Okay. May I have your email address, which is attached to your PayPal account? And just tell me, sir, are you the only user of this PayPal account, and apart from you, anyone can use your PayPal? And I believe, sir, you are sitting in front of your computer right now. Okay. Because, sir, as we can check in our database, and can you tell me, sir, how many devices are logged in? Did you log into your PayPal, like apart from your cell phone? Okay. Because, sir, as we can check in our database, and we found out there is some suspicious activity going on with your PayPal account. Your PayPal account has been compromised to some other different location and different devices. Someone else has been trying to use your PayPal account to make this transaction. They are trying to buy some cryptocurrency or Bitcoin. That's the reason you receive an email. Okay, so I believe, sir, you wish to cancel this transaction, right? Okay, so as you are a registered customer of PayPal, sir, so it is our responsibility to give you the full security service. So what I'm going to do, we will help you to cancel this transaction and secure your PayPal account. And whatever the amount got deducted from your account, we will be refunded back. So now, sir, first of all, let me generate a secure code in order to secure your PayPal account. Now just give me a moment, let me transfer this call to my senior technician, he will help you, okay? Just give me a moment.
Thank you for being online. This is Alex. How are you doing today? And that is a fraudulent transaction. You haven't made that transaction, right?
Yes, sir.
So as we can see in our database, it is showing over here, some unauthorized person has access of your PayPal account, and they are trying to buy something by using your account without your knowledge and without your permission. So do not worry, sir, what we are going to do, we are going to go ahead and canceling that account. Like, we are going to go ahead and block your PayPal account for a time being for your security purpose. We will secure your account and we will block all those persons who are trying to misuse with your PayPal account. And then we are going to go ahead and reimburse your money as well. Now, I do believe, sir, you are sitting in front of your computer device, right? Now, like, you are reading our mail in our email, right? Now you can close your email, sir, and open up your browser and log in into your PayPal, and then let me know. Yeah, and make sure, sir, I will like to request you right now, as we can see in our database, like, your internet protocol address also been compromised with some unauthorized persons. So I will like to request you, do not do anything with your cell phone. Whatever you will doing, you will be doing into your computer device in which you are in right now. Now, once you are logged in, sir, into your PayPal, just let me know once you put down your email address. Now, look into your browser, sir. At the very, very top in which you are in, there is a plus sign. Do you see that plus sign? To open a new tab, click over there and open a new tab. And just below the plus sign, sir, you need to type over there the web address which I'm giving you, through which we can connect you to the PayPal secure server, so we can secure your account and block all those persons. So you need to type it over there just below the plus sign. It should be K as in kingdom, K, R as in Roger, R, H as in Henry, H, E as in Echo, E, L as in London, L, P as in Peter, then give a dot like a period, then type T as in tomorrow, then type O as in Oscar, then type P as in Peter once again. P. Now, can you read out to me, sir, what have you typed in now? Exactly. And now search for that, sir. Press the enter button and tell me what do you see. Yeah, click on that box. Yeah, click on that box that you are a human. Exactly. Now you need to type over there, sir, the secure code which the PayPal secure server has generated for you. That is, write it down in a piece of paper and put it over into your screen where it is asking for enter service code. So your code is number 6, number 5, V as in Victoria, X as in X-ray, number 1, number 4, then I as in ice cream. Exactly. Now put it over into your screen. Now do you see an arrow which is pointing right? Click on that arrow. Now look at the right hand side top, sir. Do you see a file which is started downloading which says support client open file? Now click on that open file. Now open that file and tell me what do you see? Exactly, sir. Now it will ask you yes and no. Give a click on yes. Okay. Now just give me a moment, sir. Now can you tell me, sir, what exactly do you see in your browser? Okay, sir. Do one thing, sir. Now you see a plus sign at the very, very top. Give a click on the plus sign once again and type the same thing. K as in kingdom, R as in Roger, H as in Henry, E as in Echo, L as in London, P as in Peter, then give a dot, then POP top, Tom, Oscar, Peter, and then press the enter button. Now what comes up? Now I'm giving you a new code, sir. That code was not working, I think so. So your new code is 30, M as in Mike, M as in Mark, O as in Oscar, 75, E as in Echo. Now put it into your screen and click on the blue arrow which is pointing right. Yeah, open that. Okay, let it download.